now we're going to listen to Paul Nelson, which is a good thing. Paul is a major player in getting El Habib over here for this tour. So Paul and El Habib in and out. And Paul, is your work going to have references to what we're going to hear later?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Yeah. This is Paul Nelson.
Thanks.
Hey, Paul.
So, the grave of Jimi Hendrix, the Pike Place Market, the grave of Bruce Lee and Brandon Lee, mm-hmm. the grave of Denise Levertov, not far from Bruce Lee's. How many else? The pea patch in Hillman City. I mean, we've just been all over town. Being with Habib is just a real honor. He's just such a great heart. He's such a voracious reader. And this is his first time in the United States. So part of me wanted to say, not all Americans are assholes, okay? So welcome, and it's just a delight to have him here, and thanks for coming, thanks for making the trek. He'll tell you more about his trek. So every August for 7 years, this is the seventh year that we've been involved in the August Poetry Postcard Project. So what we do is we get on a list and we write a poem a day in August, so you hopefully get 31 poems by the end of the month. And this year we have 302 people signed up. It's stunning how it's catching on. So before Habib came in, it was like dancing in the kitchen with my daughter to ska music and going to the pea patch and you know, being concerned about the pea patch police. So here are a couple of postcard poems. This one written on July 20th. And the epigraph is Maria Baranda. Bitch, let us make this world together. God as perra with which one co-creates a cosmos. God as pea patch policewoman, Angie Dickinson, begging lazy pea patchers to get the buttercups the fuck out of here. God as child, raised arms, request for Till Tom special. This world's made of some kind of simple mambo. All right, so then Habib comes to town, and he's got this poem about Portlandia, oddly enough. I mean, he lives in fucking rural Morocco, and he knows about Portlandia, you know? You'll hear in the poem that he wrote in the fucking Greyhound station. Anyway, so then Habib starts dominating the landscape of the poem. So this one is written on August 9th. In fact, I didn't send these last three out, so you're gonna hear them before the people get them. But anyway, they won't mind. This one goes to Rochelle Seelig, and the epigraph is Jose Le Samalima. They want us to leap from that urn. They also want to see us naked. But put a Berber in Cascadia, Habib, they only see him leap ahead to focus the camera, leap after me for a parking strip garden strawberry, leap to see Tahoma at sunset from behind Madrones, to peel Madrones, and learn latte speak and bring it back to Morocco, as you put a counterculture loving Berber in Cascadia. And the next day, epigraph again, Jose Le Samalima. And this goes to Bridget Nutting of Vancouver. We go through ourselves, and the new surprise gives us our friends. We go through our friends and put a Berber on it in Cascadia. Berber shooting Portlandians fading on organic bikes. Berber at the intersection of Pike and Pike, planting an image behind flying fish or before a troll, a side of Lenin. Put a Berber on it, not a Bieber, and never get to Finland, just a 45th. And shadows of Aquila and Ethelbert and dear Denise, whose memorial stone, a throw from Bruce Lee's, points to desolation. So Open Books was another of our stops. And then this last one is actually made out of wood. It's a really cool thing. But you know, you can't, it's hard enough doing a postcard, and then you, like when the cat came as I was writing Cascadia, it's like, get out of here, you know, so it's, the handwriting's not so good on that last one. A little bit like calligraphy. So this is the last one. And it's to Phoebe Davidson of Westminster, South Carolina. Jose Le Samalima again. But I go on working the wood like a sleepless fingernail. And Habib goes on working the art of perception, enduring Greyhound bus station stank, bipolar hosts, and stolen nasturtium blossoms. How a Berber does this deep in Cascadia, working the wood of his life.